St. Augustine says, concerning the Old and New Testaments and sort of the bridge that connects them, he says, Novum Testamentum inveterare patet, Vetus Testamentum in novo patet. I messed it up so frequently that I wrote it down. And you, wouldn't you know it, I wrote it wrong. Okay, I'm going to change it. Yeah, here we go. Novum Testamentum inveterare latet, Vetus Testamentum in novo patet. It's a cute little couplet. It rhymes. The New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. So you'll find, I'll have links where you can find the stuff that I'm referring to in this show on the reconquest.net page for this episode number 205, The Trinity in the Old Testament. But that says a lot. The New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. What does this mean? Well, certain things that are made explicit only in the New Testament are found sort of veiled. They're sort of there by way of a type or a shadow, some sort of prefigurement. And then later, when the reality hits you in the New Testament, you say, oh, that's what it meant. So, for instance, the two men, I'm forgetting his first name, the two men that were on the way to Emmaus, they said about their conversation with Jesus, was not our heart burning in us as he disclosed to us the scriptures? Our Lord explained to them how it was appropriate and it was meant to be that he would suffer and then enter into his glory. This was something that Cleophas, by the way, was his name, and his unnamed companion. These two guys are walking on the way to Emmaus. They're all sad because of the seeming defeat of the crucifixion. And then when our Lord joins them after he's resurrected and they don't recognize him, he starts telling them how silly they are for being upset. And it was only after they got to Emmaus and our Lord broke bread with them that they recognized him, and then he disappeared from their midst. And then they went all the way back to Jerusalem to tell the apostles. Now, their heart was burning in them. Why? Because there were all of these things in the Old Testament talking about the resurrection. The resurrection was prefigured in the Old Testament, but it wasn't so explicit. It was referenced. It was talked about. There were these types and shadows and prefigurements and hints and prophecies, but it wasn't until it all happened that they could connect the dots. And that's exactly what our Lord did for them. Our Lord connected the dots for them. So here I want to connect some dots from the Old Testament to the doctrine, the Christian doctrine of the Trinity, the central doctrine, the greatest mystery of our faith. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center. Now, what I'd like to do is to begin by reading a page from the book on the Trinity, the Dogmatic Treatise on the Trinity by Monsignor Joseph Poli and edited by a gentleman named Preuss. So it's often hyphenated Poli Preuss. This will give us kind of a reality check about the explicitness or lack thereof of the doctrine of the Trinity in the Old Testament. I'm just saying this to kind of set the stage for what's about to be said. It cannot, therefore, he says, be seriously maintained that the mystery of the divine Trinity was clearly revealed in the Old Testament. Aside from certain specially enlightened individuals, such as Abraham, Moses, Isaiah, and David, the Jews could not, from the more or less enigmatic hints scattered through their sacred books, have obtained a sufficiently distinct knowledge of the Blessed Trinity to make it appear as an article of faith. Nevertheless, it remains true that the Trinity was not announced in the New Testament suddenly and without preparation. On the contrary,